Star FM with Chris and Brady for breakfast.
Crashing, not as in car crashing, but as in when you have to crash on someone's couch, find somewhere to sleep, because this weekend we're both, you know, crashing in Sydney. You've got the most interesting arrangement,
that's
Brownie.
That's right, sleeping in a room, sharing it with 9 girls.
There we go. You'll be plaiting each other's
proud.
Hair
I'm
by the end
proud
of
that.
Night.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm not complaining at all. If there's no space, that's fine.
They haven't been told as yet. It's going to be the best prank ever. 13, 12, 16 this morning. Where have you had to crash? That's what we're asking. We've got James on the line this morning. Now, James, tell us your story, mate.
I was living in Broome with a mate, and he said, I'll come up to Darwin for a weekend and we'll go stay with his family. I said, yeah, rightio. When I got up to Darwin, his family house was full. So what he decided to do was, we went to a nightclub and he goes, I would have slept on the beach. We ended up doing that for a week because it was the best spot to crash because his house was full.
On the beach.
Mindle Beach in Darwin was his plan to sleep because his house was full.
Because obviously, you know, the weather up in Darwin is a little bit warmer than normal, so it's easy.
Mate, this was in June, but the issue is there's big signs that they're saying beach closed due to crocodiles. But he was like, ah, it's all good. We just do it all the time. You're all right.
So wait, you took your life into your own hands. A crocodile could have come and taken you away during the night.
I would never even tell this story to you. So how what a shame that would have been.
All right, we might just leave you there, James, because it sounds like you're breaking up.
Cut up
just
a little bit.
That's insane.
That's incredible. You know, going up to Darwin, sleeping on the beach.
It's crocodiles.
There's the risk there of crocodiles.
Oh, I don't remember going to sleep in a leather sleeping bag. Oh, wait, it's got teeth. And we're taking a look at this Julia Gillard story today. She's come a cropper.
Yeah, taking a bit of a tumble on her last day in India, walking on a bit of wet grass. Her heel got caught, forcing her to fall to the ground gracefully.
Yes.
It was great. It was hilarious.
Landing delicately on her face.
Yeah, that's right. Fantastic. I believe there was a face imprint too in the grass.
Well, if you see, as I said before, look at the Telegraph today. It's your full-on planking. That's what it looks
like. That's right.
Planking
on
the ground. 13, 12, 16, we're asking for your stories of when you've made a fool out of yourself. Kirsty joins us this morning. Kirsty, what's your story?
For my 20th birthday, I had a heap of friends come up because I live in Bathurst, come up from Wollongong.
Yep.
We went out for dinner and we were leaving one pub going to another and a friend jumped on my back and I fell over and face planted and broke my nose and knocked my front two teeth out.
It's like the ultimate birthday present you don't really want to have.
Oh no. Then I spent the first 4 hours of my next 4 hours of my birthday in hospital getting stitched up and fake teeth put in.
That is insane. That's crazy. So what did you do? Like, did you call the ambulance straight away? You get rushed up there and then you spend the rest of your birthday in there?
Yeah, we called Mum because my parents had come up as well. And, they just came and picked us up and there was just a heap of us and there was just blood and, yeah.
I'm guessing...
Everywhere.
I'm guessing there weren't very many birthday smiles after that?
No. Oh, actually, we laughed the next day because I was pretty doped up on all the panadies. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, I guess, you know, it's one of those cases where you've got to always look on the bright side, I guess.
Yeah, and it was just like, at that stage, it was like the neck min was in. Like, it was like, 1 minute, you got teeth, neck min, no teeth.
Wow. Nothing makes you laugh like a quick dose of morphine, does it?
No, nothing at all.
Bow ties today. Brandy, you rocked the bow tie over the weekend at the Commercial Radio Awards.
That's right. And didn't it score a lot of good votes? Like, stacked loads of people.
Wait, was there a voting thing?
Well, not exactly
night?
Voting. Like, we put a photo up on our Facebook page. You can check it out, Star FM Orange.
This is what it's all about. I am the hot one.
No,
that's I turned your microphone off.
No.
Don't make me turn both of them off because that's not going to be fair on anyone. The thing was, you put up a picture which went, "Who's the hot one?"
No,
and all of your stalkers
jumped
on Facebook
it
and went.
It was a photo of you, me, and Tommy.
And what did you say?
And I said afterwards, "Who do you think dressed the best?" That's all it was. Not who's the hottest or vote for me. Everyone jumped on there, and a lot of people were commenting on it, saying the bow tie rocked.
And we don't have time for this anyway.
Okay,
but it's clearly me. Now, 13, 12, 16 this morning, we're asking the bow tie. Is it cool or is it just nonsense? Should it really be brought back? 13, 12, 16,
Charlie joins us this morning. Charlie, what do you reckon about the bow tie?
Well, I reckon they should stay because One Direction wear them.
Ah, yes!
Of course, that One Direction.
Is the reason. So because these boys are out there wearing bow ties, you actually really love them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
there you go.
So wait, if they started wearing their pants on their head, would that be cool then?
No.
No, okay, are all right. You sure?
Are you sure? Cause
who knows?
Just because One Direction does it, does it make it cool then?
No.
Okay, all right. So technically then the whole bow tie shouldn't be cool just because One Direction do it.
No,
so
very cool. They rock it. Like, they have different styles as well.
She's contradicting herself. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so, I actually do like your idea, though, wearing your pants on your head.
Yeah.
It could be a trend that takes off, and you could be the guy who created it.
Actually, I have pictures of the after party, and you actually kicked off that whole look on Saturday night.
Yes.
We'll put that one up on Facebook and see who's hotter then. Hey, this morning we're talking about hitchhikers. We're quite simply asking, would you pick one up?
That's right. On the way home from Sydney, Tom and I passed two of them and put the idea out there, asked if we should pick them up, and no. Not too keen on putting a stranger in your car.
13 12 16 is the number. Bren joins us this morning. Tell us your story. Would you consider picking one up?
Well, I actually was always told not to, but I did one day, and we had the best conversation. He was from overseas, so I learned a bit about him. And then a few weeks later, I actually picked up a pair of hitchhikers when race weekend was on.
Yeah.
And let them stay at my place because they had no accommodation.
Really? Wow. So not only you put them in your car, but you put them up in your own house. And how was it? Were they okay?
Well, apart from my daughter being very, very upset with me because I gave them her room.
But they were otherwise okay?
Yeah, they were a little bit strange because we had a bit of a language barrier. They were German, but they were quite nice.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Bren. Well,
there you go. You know, that actually clears up everything. Not all hitchhikers are bad. Invite them back into your house as well. How's that?
Sorry, but what if the language barrier is the key to the whole situation? What if they thought she was actually someone else who was meant to pick them up? Like, you got two German tourists going, "Ich kann nicht Kodukas." That's how they talk, by the way.
That's how they talk, yes.
And they're like, so you're
such and such, such here to pick us up.
You're here to pick us up, yeah, we go to your place.
So essentially it's sort of like kidnapping.
Kinda,
sort of, maybe.
Yeah.
But I guess
they
were okay.
Police sort that out.
I mean, Bren invited them back into their house, and everything was fine. Like, I've honestly never in my life heard of someone doing that. Like, what are you thinking? What's going on?
As her daughter, I could see why she was upset.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you don't really want strangers sleeping in your bed, but your mum's just picked up on the side of the road.
There we go. That Hello Kitty bedspread you probably want to throw out afterwards. That's all I'm saying. Adrian's just given us a call on 13 12 16. What was your suggestion, mate? Would you pick one up?
Mate, I would if it was Miranda Kerr.
Yes.
So what you're...
You'd do the same. If it was good looking as that, you'd pick her up.
You're a bit of a selective hitchhike picker-upper, aren't you? It's only if they're hot.
I wouldn't put them in my car, but if it was Miranda Kerr, I would drive past.
All right. Well, it's very selective.
Spot on. So you got to fit the conditions. You got to not look so crazy, and you got to look like Miranda Kerr, and not have a lot of baggage too.
Yeah, here's the thing. I find a lot of them look like truckers.
But why? Like, how do they get there in the first place? How do hitchhikers get to the destinations where you find them?
I don't know.
Hitchhiked the whole way, or have they walked?
It's just a mystery of life.
Yeah, maybe I should pick one up and find out.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
If you do, I won't see you on tomorrow's show.
Well, I'm not going to go out just looking for hitchhikers after the show.
That's even worse. That sounds a lot worse. We're talking the HSC today. It's day number 3. It's, I think, English paper two.
And industrial studies as well. And, you know, it was a couple of years ago that Chris and myself were at high school.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of years for one of us. And the thing is, you know, we want to help out. We think that, you know, the HSC, it was easy for us. And I mean,
well, you didn't do it.
Look, I did the QCS. It's the exact same kind of thing as a HSC, really. Except just more of the Queensland version. They've just changed the name around.
Yeah.
So essentially, it is still the same kind of test.
Except it's just not like, there's no value to the Queensland.
There is value.
No one ever asks, have you got your QSC?
QCS.
QCC? No one even knows.
At the end of it, it's all about your OP, your overall position.
Yeah,
overall points. I'm not too sure what it was.
You don't even know what it is.
I don't know what it was. All I know is I got a 13, and yeah, go me.
Now, 13 good or bad?
One is the best, 25 is the worst from memory, so, and yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle. No, yeah, I'm not right. Too smart, not too dumb.
All right.
So it kind of works out.
It's also what your eHarmony says.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.